in a swamp in rural Arkansas, you'll find a point that literally impacts life and property in several Midwestern states. Today, the site sits in part of State Park that tells the significance of that place, and I'll share it with you on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1815, the United States government began a formal survey of the Louisiana Purchase. Two crews surveyed the area, one west from the confluence of the St. Francis and Mississippi rivers, the other moved north from the confluence of the Arkansas and Mississippi. The process of surveying the land required time, given the tools of the day.
They literally had a chain that they would use and pull, mark off the lines that they were surveying. And they also had a compass to keep them in a straight line.
Ryan Smith at Louisiana Purchase State Park says those crews also used other reference points to provide accuracy and a system of checks on the work they did.
They would also mark witness trees. The whole purpose of witness trees is so you can come back later and find a specific spot.
Those crews included not only surveyors, but also hunters to provide food for the group and others to help with setting up and moving camp. The point where the two crews crossed is preserved here in Arkansas's Louisiana Purchase State Park.
The landscape looked very much like this, with one caveat. We are out here when the water is relatively high.
What Ryan is referring to is the fact the initial survey point is in a swamp, about knee-deep on the day I was there, but perhaps just a soggy marsh when the initial survey was made in November, when it was seasonably low. A short stroll down a boardwalk through water tupelo and bald cypress trees takes you to the survey point. So why is this point in a swamp so important? I'll tell you next time as we travel the countryside at Louisiana Purchase State Park near Holly Grove, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.